Good evening and welcome to Focus on the Foothills. My name is Angela and my guest, Isaac Kearns, is with us with the Habitat for Humanity and the Restore. And Isaac, it's been a while, sir. How are you?
It has. We've been doing great. Thank you for having me back on the show.
Have we talked since the pandemic?
I don't think we have. There's been a lot going on. I think folks may know that we had a big merger with our neighboring Habitat chapter over in Elkin. That was something we started before the pandemic, so of course we got to do middle.
I think that's the last thing we talked about when
it
you were
was.
Here.
Yeah. So, I mean, we felt like it was a blessing in a way, because if we were going to have all that kind of tumultuous reshuffling of the organization, we might as well do it while everything else was upside down, too. So, yeah, it's been a bit of a challenge like everybody else, but we feel truly blessed. God has really taken care of our organization. We completed the merger in July of 2020, so we represent the Tri-County area of Wilkes, Yadkin, and Surrey.
Okay.
We are still based out of Wilkesboro at the main office, but we also have an Elkin office. We've got our restores in Wilkesboro and Jonesville, and so we've been doing well. We built a brand new house right in the middle of the pandemic in Jonesville. That area had not had a brand new Habitat house in about 5 years, so we felt really blessed to be able to do that. They had done some kind of rehabbed houses.
Right.
So they had been still doing some work, but it had been a while. I think people get most excited for the brand new Habitat house. So
let's kind of get an overview, Isaac, if we can, because folks, if they're like me, my memory is about as long as nothing. And so let's remind everybody about Habitat. How does this work? If someone needs a house,
yes,
the whole process, just talk to us about it, and then we'll talk about what the Restore does. But let's just do an overview of Habitat first.
So the big picture, one of the most important things to understand is that Habitat for Humanity is made up of a network of 1,200 independent local affiliates of Habitat for Humanity International. And our founder was really passionate about that model because he knew how important it is for local people to make local decisions.
Right.
So our core program by contract is the same everywhere. You get that same Habitat, but all of the other components of it that need to be local are local. So again, hometown Habitat for Humanity, based out of Wilkes, serves Wilkes, Yadkin, and Surrey. Mm-hmm. So we have local board of directors. We only raise money in our service area. We only serve partner families in our service area.
Right.
So we are a truly local part of a much bigger Habitat family. So with that, we work with folks who are ready for home ownership but cannot afford a traditional bank mortgage.
Okay.
And so we do that in a couple of ways. We build and sell homes in partnership with folks who have a need for affordable housing, the ability to pay for affordable housing, and the willingness to partner with Habitat. And folks that meet the qualifications of our program get the opportunity to help us build a home. It's heavily volunteer-driven. We take all of the profit out of the home building, sell the home for exactly what it appraises for, no profit is added to the price, and then we use a 0% interest mortgage. And so for folks that have a traditional mortgage, you know, over time, that interest rate, even if it's really nice and low like we've had, it can still about double what you pay for your sales price. So the Habitat buyers get the benefit of that exact flat price. It's 0%. They know exactly what they're going to pay over the life of their mortgage. And that really helps make the homes much more affordable.
Now, when you say partner with Habitat, these families partner, what does that mean?
So one of the most important components is the willingness to partner. And so to give a quick run through again, folks, the need for housing, pretty much people can tell what that means. They haven't owned their own home in the last 3 years. They have high rent. Utilities cost too much. Current housing might be overcrowded. Current housing might need some critical repairs. There's just that basic need for an affordable home. The other important component is that they have the ability to pay. So we only work with low-income clients, but they must be able to afford the home. Federal law requires you can only give a loan to folks that can afford it.
Right.
We also, just from an ethical standpoint, want to make sure everybody who comes into our program is in a strong position to succeed.
So you don't make their bad situation worse.
Exactly. And so we're working with folks that they come through the application process, they show us they're ready, they work hard, they earn the opportunity. And so these are folks don't have any court judgments, have not declared bankruptcy within the last 3 years, have a pretty good history of making payments on time, have had some steady monthly income, and that they fall within that low income range. which is based on the area's median income, and we work between about 30% and 80%.
Right.
Preference is given between that kind of 50 and 60% range, because that's always been Habitat's target group. But folks can go up to 80 and still qualify.
And then there's the sweat equity. I remember talking to you about sweat equity.
And so that's the third and most important part, to go back to your question. The willingness to partner is kind of the magic of Habitat. Folks who come into our program have to give at least 250 hours per applicant of what we call sweat equity, but it's basically just volunteer service. It's mostly dedicated to helping to build the home, but it can also be helping with Habitat fundraisers. They might help in our Habitat restores. They kind of get a chance to touch all of the moving parts of our organization that make their opportunity possible. And so it's just a great way to give back to the community. They might even be helping some other folks in the program build their house. So it builds that sense of kind of neighborliness and community throughout the program.
So it's literally not a handout. This is
right.
I mean, you're working with them. They're working with you, and that not only are they working toward their own home, but they can be helping others with their home as well.
Definitely. In the entire history of Habitat, we have never given away a house.
Awesome.
They have always been purchased, and it's always at 0%. And so that's been kind of the magic. I think I've joked with you before, but it goes all the way back into the book of Exodus. It says that if you lend money to the poor, you shall not charge interest.
Right.
And they really meant it, because the Bible says it 16 more times. And so that's what Habitat is based on as a ministry. We're really passionate about taking all that interest out of the system, and we lend just that flat rate, and that's what the buyers pay back. And the most exciting component of their payment is that it's not just an annoying monthly bill. It's part of what our founder kind of thought of. He called it the Fund for Humanity. But all these mortgage payments coming back in help fund the next generation of Habitat buyers. They help build the houses. So we're a small rural affiliate. We're kind of just now hitting our stride over the years of being able to build multiple homes per year.
Right.
But the magic is, the more homes we are able to build, the more mortgage payments are coming in to fund the next generation. So you can slowly and sustainably build over the years and do more and more. And that's what our buyers are doing. They're already in their house. They're making that monthly payment. They're paying it forward still. You know, the entire 30 years of the loan is still program participation.
Right.
So it's really exciting. It's, you know, it's kind of, it's a little bit different approach, but I think it's been the real magic of Habitat over the years.
It's the way to keep the sustainability going.
Yes.
With the program. Speaking of which, when you come in here, you said we have breaking news for 3WC today. So what is the breaking news that goes along with Habitat for Humanity?
Yes, folks, you have heard it here first. We are officially opening our next application round on May 1st of 2022. That's coming up very quick. We have a brand new website. It's hometownhabitat.org. The applications are available on hometownhabitat.org. They can also be picked up in person at either of our restore locations, which are in Wilkesboro and Jonesville.
So as of this Sunday, May 1st,
yes,
they can go online or they can go to the stores, the restores, and you're going through the application process for a new home. So it's actually been a little while since you've done a new home, right?
We built one last year.
This year
is the first ones this year, and we're excited. We're actually going to do three.
Oh, three this year.
And this is going to be a record for Wilkes County, three at once. So we're really
thrilled. So all three
in
Wilkes?
Yes, they're going to be here in the town of Wilkesboro, not very far from where we sit right now.
Awesome.
And we're just really excited. They're a kind of a little bit new approach. We're doing a tight-knit, more kind of infill of an existing neighborhood, and we're matching the existing historical architecture.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of little bungalows and cottages, which look just like the homes that were built there already. So we're really excited about that component. We work with a company out of Raleigh called Tightlines. They let us use these designs that they've made that are so brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
They're all based on actual historical North Carolina homes, but they've kind of reworked the interior for modern living, the
right
way we live now. So they charge us next to nothing to use these. It's really helps us keep it affordable, but also really kind of add that value to the community of having homes that just perfectly blend in.
And again, the website is?
It's hometownhabitat.org.
So check that out as of Sunday if you're needing one of these affordable houses. All right, now we've mentioned the restore just a couple times, but in case someone is thinking, what in the world is a restore? Talk to us about what you do. And you have one here in Wilkesboro and then the one in Jonesville.
Yes. So the restores have become one of the most really critical fundraising operations for Habitat. The mission of the ReStore is to raise funds for our affordable shelter ministry. They help us fund all of our overhead costs so that 100% of our cash donations go direct to mission. That's somewhat unique in nonprofit operation. We feel blessed that they offer that opportunity. When they do really well, they're not just covering overhead, they're also helping to build the homes. So folks may know who live in the Elkin Jonesville area. We moved the ReStore from downtown Elkin to the Jonesville location primarily to make sure we were complying with ADA accessibility rules. That beautiful old Elkin building unfortunately had a bunch of steps and narrow bathrooms and things. So we've got a bunch of great new parking. That Jonesville store did so well right before COVID hit, it actually funded part of that Jonesville house.
Wow.
Which is super exciting. And the Jonesville store has been doing really well. We're so grateful.
Now, if you're familiar with Jonesville at all, for years that building was Adam's Seafood.
It was, right across from Foothills Meat Center, too. That is a bustling business, so we like being near it.
There used to be a bowling alley right across there. The Jonesville bowling alley was there. And so, yeah, we have done that a lot. We would go bowling and then go eat or vice versa.
Yeah, and that little area is really, really coming to life again. There's two brand new coffee shops, lots of new businesses. There's a racing team in the old bowling alley. So there's
So
much activity there now. Yeah.
Awesome.
So we're really excited. Now, and so, yeah, folks donate.
I started to say, what are some of the things they can get in the ReStore when they go shopping there? What can you get?
So the two biggest categories of items are building materials and furniture, new and gently used. We also have housewares, dishware, you know, various hardware items are very common. Just lots of different things. We have some books. It's a little bit of a mix and match, but primarily it's the building materials and furniture. And so folks can donate any of those items. They can also go on our website to see the list of what we can and cannot accept as donations. We also sell a couple of new items. We work with a company called Green Sheen to be able to sell this great paint product. It's one of the rare items that we purchase to resell in the store, but it's considerably lower price. As you and I were talking before we went on air here, that the price of so many things have gone up, and building materials especially.
Right.
Green Sheen, we've been able to keep those paint prices considerably lower than a lot of the for-profit retail. And so that's been a blessing. We've seen a lot of our shoppers have enjoyed that product.
Yeah.
And
now,
so
there are so many things. I was just sitting here thinking through the years that I have gone to the ReStore. I was talking to Joe DeJernet.
Yes.
Whining about I needed bar stools at my house. And I said, I can't find them. If you do find them, they are sky high. She said, Angela, call me.
Yeah.
She said, I'm almost positive that we have some. And so, sure enough, I called and she said, yeah, come by and see. And I did. Perfect. And they didn't cost an arm and a leg. I mean, it was very ridiculously reasonable for these bar stools.
Yes.
And then lamps, when I needed lamps in my living room. And I thought, the same deal. If you try to buy a new lamp, it's ridiculous. So I went to the ReStore, found some really nice lamps to go in my living room. So there's just a lot of different things that you can get there.
I know. Oh, definitely. Home decor is a huge category.
When my son started a business in Elkin several years ago, he went to the Elkin ReStore a lot to get desks and desk chairs and filing cabinets and all that stuff.
Yeah, we are so blessed. So the thing that we love about that model is it happened by accident. Folks were just donating items. It actually started in Canada, in Winnipeg.
Mm-hmm.
Folks were donating items to go into the homes, but because of warranty, we can't use any used items. So it started as like a once-a-month yard sale, and then someone gave them a garage, and then it was like an every Saturday garage sale, and then somebody said, I like this. Here's a warehouse. And then it was a four-day-a-week sale, and next thing you know, you had a ReStore.
Yeah.
Because so many people have items to donate, they may not have cash. So it's another great way to participate, and it's a win-win. Our shoppers can come in and save a lot of money over a lot of retail, especially we talked, everything has gone up lately. We've worked really hard to not raise any of our prices, even though our costs have gone way up.
Right.
And a lot of our customers have been really responding to that. And so by doing that, people can get a great deal while they're also helping to make this dream of home ownership come true with the Habitat family. So even shopping at the ReStore is a way to partner with Habitat buyers they may never meet, but they're helping them earn that opportunity to purchase the home because it's our number one fundraiser, especially when COVID hit. Small rural Habitat chapters like us, we tend to be very heavy on event-based fundraising. And of course, all the events until recently went away. And
right.
So through that entire time, these two ReStores, you know, the public got behind them so much, we feel so blessed. It carried us right through.
It's just a way to continue to pay it forward and to help with home ownership and to help yourself at the same time, because getting some really good deals on building supplies or furniture and different things.
Yes, indeed.
All right, so the two locations of the Restar are?
So it's 225 South Bridge Street in Jonesville. That is the old Adams Seafood, for folks that know. It's across from Foothills Meat Center. The Wilkesboro location is at 320 Cothran Street. It's just off of East Main Street in Wilkesboro, down past Friendly Tire. A lot of folks know where Friendly Tire is. So we're just down there at the end of Cothran Street. We've got a big old building, lots of great things. The Wilkesboro store is a little bit bigger. Jonesville store is real great too, though. So for folks that have not visited both, we really encourage you to check them out.
And again, you can go online as of Sunday, May 1st, and put in the applications, because you're going to be doing three houses, and that's a kind of a record, a history-making thing for Wilts.
And so we don't yet have the opportunity to submit the application online, but it can be viewed online, printed, and submitted in person. Because folks do need to submit proof of income documents with that first part of the application.
Okay.
But the instructions are really clear. We've worked really hard to make the initial part of the application, part one, just as simple as can be. You know, it used to be an 8-page application to start. We've got it down to one.
Hey, awesome.
Along with the proof of income documents. So we tried to make it real simple to kind of figure out on that first stage if folks can go on to part two.
And the local website is?
It's hometownhabitat.org.
Hometownhabitat.org. Hometownhabitat.org. Very easy to remember. And Isaac, thank you so much. Is there anything that we need to talk about that we haven't covered today?
I don't think so. Just again, thank you for having me back. I have missed y'all. Of course, you know, we've been working with the station, but hadn't got a chance to see you. It's great to be back in the studio.
Good to have you in here and talking about Habitat for Humanity. And good to know that the home applications are going to be open on Sunday, May 1st. And you can find out more about that online. hometownhabitat.org.
That's it.
You can also stop by the Restores, Cothran Street, or over in Jonesville. So, cool deal. Isaac Kearns, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
All right. This has been Focus on the Foothills. Coming up, more music for you on the way next.